Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hi, guys.
It's the ocean.
What about the ocean?
It's what's playing on the roof of the Salesforce Tower. Oh. Roof. Oh. Whatever that is.
Yeah, I thought it looked like water.
It's the ocean.
Yeah.
I'm like, that looks familiar. What?
What could that be?
Well, I was stuck at a red, so I had a minute to stare at the thing and went, son of a bee. They're getting video straight from the ocean somehow.
Yeah. That's the thing the other day. They were playing just video of like a busy street, like cars driving by. And so I guess it's going to be just different stuff all the time.
All right. Well, today on top of the Salesforce Tower art installation, the ocean.
I thought you were saying they were playing the ocean. I'm like, by Led Zeppelin?
No.
I love that song.
No. That wasn't. No. I just finally got to see what that was.
Oh, yeah, man. I thought it was just rippling light at first, but the closer I got, I was like, oh, I think that's actually video of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. I mean, it'll be just this thing that we get to look at every day. We'll be talking about Salesforce all the time. Hey, guys, we saw more art. Yay! We saw art. Hooray!
So yesterday, I got the worst news in the world. Well, that's probably an overstatement, as I found out my kid's recital is the same day as the first game of the NBA playoffs.
Oh, no.
What?
I know.
Oh,
so I'm
God.
Like, well, I got to record that.
Well, you mean the recital,
right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh my God. I actually cannot wait to hear about the recital on Friday because those things are the bane of my existence. My kids were little. I was like, oh my God, how many of these do we have to go to?
Sorry.
And do they all suck as much as this one?
Yuzi just answered it correctly.
Yay.
Are you really not going to go?
I don't know.
No
shame. No shame. Come on. No, I'll probably go. I don't know how that'll go.
What time is that thing?
It's really so funny that the like parent guilt. It's she's not even doing anything, and I feel guilt. Like God, that's a crappy dad thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now I was on the phone with my buddy just yesterday, and my kid walks in. Hey, Dad. And I'm all. Hey, I'm on the phone. And she's all. What do you want to do?
I want to continue talking without you interrupting me.
Okay, give me a couple minutes. I'll take you for a bike ride right after I finish up. Man, if she wasn't sitting right there when I finished the call. You ready to go? All right, let's go.
That's great. You entertain her.
Yeah, at least she likes to spend time with
you. Well, I already get it, as people have said it so many times. She's already 4, man. She's going to be 10. I'm going to blink. She's going to be 15. It's crazy.
In a blink, and you're going to be a grandfather.
I don't know that I'll live to see that.
Just
but
keep
okay.
your eyes open. Don't blink.
Yeah, you'll be in your 70s. It'll be fine. Old Grandpa Vinny.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Man, it is nutty how fast time goes. Like, I really do feel like...
It doesn't go as fast as if you don't have kids. Hooman, keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
You got it. It doesn't go as fast.
Somehow they push the fast forward button.
Hire people to clean your crap and don't have kids. You're doing all the right stuff.
Didn't even do his own laundry.
Pays
$9 a month at PG&E.
And here's the...
But his place comes with parking.
The funny part of that is I could have done the same thing.
Yeah.
These are choices we make, people.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I look at your guys' lives sometimes, and I'm just like, oh, boy.
He doesn't want to brag, but...
I saw you running yesterday. What's up?
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I just, you know, so my trainer from the Bay Club, he moved back to Ohio.
Shame.
Oh.
And I was like, I was emailing, saying, hey, anyone have any suggestions for new trainers? And Everyone's like, yeah, we'll get back to you. We'll look into it. And I'm like, what do I do during this like time? So I'm like, all right, Hooman, you got to start running again. Mm-hmm. So I was telling you, Zet, I was run to the Bay Bridge and back, and like, I just couldn't do it. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so out of shape in just like 2 or 3 weeks. So I found a new boxing instructor, and I found, and I'm running and trying to get back into shape.
That's good.
I want to run another, like, half marathon or something.
Oh, well, that'd give you something to
I'm going
to
do a half next year.
Oh, you are?
I am.
Maybe we can do one together.
Next year, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Next year, but
I'm hopeful we'll
still, you start training. I mean, you could start training now for some next year.
I mean, I'm not training yet. I mean, I'm doing stuff. Man, I got on that Strava thing. Not to
Vinny was
get
giving me so
exercise.
Much crap yesterday about my... Oh, my God, he was.
You didn't close your rings?
I did close, but he was just like, oh, you were such a brat yesterday.
You're totally taking it the wrong way. That's so funny. So on these little Apple Watches, I had the wrong thing checked or unchecked, I think it was, and I wasn't getting your updates. And so I looked on my settings and went, oh, it's the thing. So I checked it, and now I'm getting... Bryn has closed his rings, and Sarah has closed. Did you get my...
I did, so yeah. I thought it was adorable.
When it sends me... So it sends me, Sarah has closed her exercise ring. And then it says... And if you move, it says you can send a note back. And it offers suggestions about what I can say to you.
Oh.
So it's saying, send a message to Sarah
like,
about
way
her...
to go,
yeah,
and good job.
Exactly right. Uh-huh. So for you to be like, what a brat, I'm like...
Yeah, it's all generic.
It's like a 12-minute walk that I just... Because I walked out of the bank.
I didn't look at what you did.
Oh, my God.
I just answered the update I got.
He was encouraging.
Yeah.
It's an easy response. Sarah.
It just looked really funny because it was so, like, the least energetic exercise thing that could have ever happened. Hold on.
Well, that's your own insecurity. I was just trying to be your friend and say, hey...
And he wrote, you're a beast. After Sarah's outdoor walk, I kid you not, it's 3/4 of a mile. Sarah completed an outdoor walk. You're a beast.
Well, I'm that like, is funny.
I was like, lol, yeah.
When you...
And then, like, I don't know, an hour later or 2 hours later, I did like 15 more minutes on the elliptical, and he writes, flawless with a diamond ring.
I didn't write
what
that.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to tell you, those are... The beast was the first... option on my
flawless
suggested.
You're a beast.
I'm telling you. And I think
I didn't realize those were canned responses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Bryn's, I wrote.
I guess it's funny now.
100.
100, 100, 100. It's pretty funny. Hold on, I'll show you, sir.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's just the option that's there. Anyway, I was on Strava doing my exercise, and it shows you your heart rate through the exercise you did, and I actually only got 3% of the best exercise rate, or however that is, on an entire, I want to say I did a 15-mile bike ride and
oh,
only
wow.
hit the...
The only 3%?
Like, I rode uphill so...
I was working so hard, man.
Man.
I only get 3%.
I'm
a weakling. I got to try harder than that. God.
Oh.
People out there. I'm almost 50. Out.
I just
Give
gave you a
break.
Response too, Sarah.
Oh, wow. You
hashtag got... like a boss.
Oh.
See? God.
Is that
so
where that
hostile.
Like a boss came from? I wasn't being hostile. I was just, I was like, oh my God, he's shading me. It's like,
no.
Am I a little old for that?
Nope. That's not what happened.
You're a beast. I'm like, it was a 3/4 of a mile walk, so he's obviously being facetious.
Nope.
Flawless.
Does it show what she did or just that
it
she
It probably
closed
would
the
have, but I didn't look at that part. I just as I flipped up, it showed me. In fact, that was I'm telling you the first thing I saw, you're a beast. I went, "Oh, that's getting sent."
See, you were reading into it, Sarah.
I guess. I just thought that seems like the wrong response.
No.
3/4 of a mile walk.
Nope. I like you. I was just trying to.
I know. I mean, I felt like you were just, you know, giving me friendly crap. That's all. I am a beast, as you know. I didn't feel like that was the inappropriate part.
So I don't know how, I mean, I know it's coming up in the trash. I don't know how we missed it yesterday, but boy, Roseanne lit her own life on fire yesterday.
It didn't come out
till about 11.
Or even 10:30-ish, something like that.
I started seeing it right when I got home. All of a sudden, my phone started blowing up.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Roseanne.
I think the first thing I saw was that Wanda Sykes had quit. And then it just started compounding on that. I was like, Wanda Sykes, what?
Yeah, remember I told you when I first started watching and I saw the credits, Whitney Cummings was an executive producer. Wanda Sykes was a major writer. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, go women. Oh, good for them. And then Whitney quit first.
Oh, did she?
Maybe a couple weeks ago or so.
Oh.
And then Wanda.
The minute she read those tweets, she was like, I don't think I can be on the show anymore.
Yeah, don't you have to?
You do. And it's interesting because I think the writing was so clearly on the wall because long before, you know, I think they fired her about 3 hours after this whole thing happened. Or after the tweet, or after her apology. But like 4 people had jumped off the show by then.
Yeah.
She was like,
even the daughter who plays
Darlene.
Darlene's daughter.
Yes.
Had quit.
Oh, right, right,
she's
right.
Like an 18-year-old. But yeah, Darlene was
quit right off the bat.
Pissed.
They're all, listen.
She's a producer too, though.
They're all pissed, and they have a right to be because not only did Roseanne just get canceled, but all of these like Hulu and TV Land and places that were paying these people big time syndication money.
It's on. I'm telling you, Roseanne is on all the time. And
not
specifically,
anymore.
I would watch it on TV Land,
right?
Like you know, at 3 a.m. on the weekends, I would turn it on. Oh, my husband hated it. But
come on, yeah, Roseanne.
So mad. And did you see the picture of John Goodman?
Oh my God,
it's tragic
looking.
Bummed.
He's walking his dog in L.A. after the news breaks yesterday, and he just looks so sad. He's like big sad Santa or something. He doesn't have a beard or anything, but like it's Santa during the summer before he grows his beard back or something. It's like, oh, he just looks so like the longest face you've ever seen.
What has just happened to my life right now?
Yeah, he's got his hand up like over
his
face
I'm
in one of the pictures.
Yeah, I'm seeing it now. I hadn't seen it.
He gets a ton of work, though. Out of everyone on that show, he works the most. He's like, you know how big Woody Harrelson got from Cheers?
Right. Yeah. But I felt like something like that, especially as you get older, we see it all the time where these TV turn movie back to TV, they want to go into work every day and be done at certain times and not be on a movie set, God knows where, at
traveling,
what kind of hours.
Right.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Like, he was most recently in Atomic Blonde, which we reviewed, Charlize. He was in Kong Skull Island. He was in Transformers.
He was
last
in our
night.
Movie.
What's our movie?
Flight.
Oh, he was in Flight.
Yeah.
He was also in that Cloverfield Part 2
10 Cloverfield
movie.
Lane.
Yeah, well, you know
he works a lot.
Yeah,
he's gonna be fine. The kid I'm worried about is DJ.
DJ Michael Fishman.
Bartman. Whatever DJ's name was when he was not playing DJ. Because Darlene actually is on the talk.
The talk.
And she's been on that for a while.
She's a producer of that as well.
She also, I mean,
Sarah Gilbert. That's her name.
First Becky.
Uh huh.
Also. I feel bad for her. Sarah
Chuck
is the one who was on Scrubs after being the second Becky.
And she was on...
she's had some roles, so she's got some
roles.
Work.
Yeah.
But Becky and DJ, they didn't do much after the whole Roseanne thing.
Well, I think Becky went to school and got a degree, but I'm sure you know she's looking for work.
That didn't match up to her syndication money. Yeah. And that's all gone now, at least for the time being. Are you saying that the Cosby Show is back on?
Yeah, it's
still on.
Is? Oh, yeah.
Damn.
So don't worry. The Roseanne reruns will be back
show up
on.
Somewhere.
Yeah, at some
Give
point.
Give it a few months.
Give it a few, right.
Right.
I mean,
we'll
listen.
Forget about it.
Yes, that was a horrible racist thing to tweet. We'll get into the whole thing in a couple minutes here. We're actually blowing our wad at 5:58 in the morning.
Yeah.
Come on. We got another wad ready to go.
But I actually, we reload fast.
Right. Right, Human?
Our recoup time is very short.
All right.
But if you measure like what Roseanne tweeted against a lifetime of Bill Cosby raping, drugging, and raping chicks, like I'm gonna say I think Bill Cosby's worse. Like they're you know.
Well, yeah, serial rapist.
Yeah,
way worse.
I'm just you know I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that
he is so not funny.
Yeah. He is a serial rapist.
Mm-hmm. And so and if his shows are back on.
It was known.
Yeah.
Like you hear people now, older celebrity types going, yeah, people knew. What?
Well, that guy who actually broke it, like, I didn't know about it. I'd never heard even a whisper about it, but it was a Hannibal Buress.
Buress, yeah.
He went on stage and, I mean, really started the whole public awareness thing with it because I had never heard anything. In fact, when I first heard him saying that, I was like, what? Is this supposed to be some kind of joke?
Mm-hmm.
You comedian? But turned out, no.
Right.
Not funny as a joke and not funny in real life.
Anyway, I didn't mean to... I didn't actually dig too far into it because I knew we'd talk about it a ton here.
We'll
but I was... The one thing I saw was the time of that she wrote it.
She was... she was saying that she was on Ambien and that's part of... You know...
It was 2:45 in the morning that got written.
Yeah,
what the hell?
You should have like some kind of disable button automatically.
Like, oh, you took that pill? Okay.
Or something. It's almost like things that you tweet. I really feel like this would be a very helpful app. Like run all your apps through this app where it cues them for you. Like you think, oh, I'm going to write this. And then it has to sit in this box for 6 hours and then you have to reread it and...
Do you really want to send this?
Right. Are you sure?
Will you lose your job?
Yeah. Like it runs down a checklist of questions. Yeah. Oh my God. Hey, Silicon Valley, that's the app we need.
I really think that you already have that in your head. I don't know what.
Oh yeah. There's no question.
We've seen enough people go down from Twitter that she's not new to... And she's not new to making controversy either.
Yeah.
Singing the national anthem and spitting and grabbing her woman area. And I mean, if people want to make a fuss about the national anthem, there's a lady who disgraced it on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yikes.
Pylon, let's
get
her.
No, I mean, I watched the show and thought it was good.
The new Roseanne?
Yeah. I mean, I only watched, I take that back. I watched little 15-minute clips three times. But the little bits I saw, I thought were funny.
I liked it. There's a lot of political stuff, which
And I didn't see
off,
any of that. Because I'm not a fan of that either right now. I mean, I've had it with the politics stuff.
But I was starting to get like, oh, okay, Roseanne. I was going to my on-demand, okay, let's watch Roseanne.
Not anymore.
Not no more.
And the thing was that ABC was just hanging all there. They were so psyched about it.
Well, yeah.
They say it made them $45 million, like a net profit.
Really?
Something like that. I don't know.
Just overall through this first season?
For this first season. Like, I don't know what it cost to produce, and so I don't know how much they actually brought in total. And they were expecting to make like $60 million off of it next year.
Well, ratings ain't easy. And all of a sudden, you got something that's actually pulling number
one. It was like the most watched show. Wasn't it on the top of a list of the thing that people watched the most last year? Some crazy, like, really?
Well, I don't know if it was. Was it last year? What month are we in?
I guess it was June. We're going on this June. Year. Most watched so far. Most watched.
Yeah. It's this year.
Well, they might go May to May.
I think they had.
Because don't the ratings have like a weird arc? They don't have the same fiscal year as the rest of
Possibly,
the world.
Yeah, that I mean the May sweeps, all that kind of thing.
Oh well, I don't know. I don't feel too bad for her. I feel like you make your bed, and you know, like Vinny said, that stuff's in your head. It's
she
not like
knows.
you just all of a sudden
learned it.
Get wasted on something and things you never thought before come out of your mouth.
And the other thing is, so, okay, she took an Ambien. I don't know anything about Ambien, but I am a drunk, and I knew I broke phones. I mean, I knew to, like, get stuff away from me if I'm going to go and get hammered.
Right. Well, and those are the days before social media, really. Like, you just didn't want to call anybody and leave a drunken voicemail
and be
or
stupid,
whatever.
Right.
Yeah. You know, can you imagine if you were drunk now? With all the social media? Oh, my God, Vin. Thank goodness for no social media as we were coming up.
I know.
Damn. All right, listen. We're going to talk about this all day, so let's pace ourselves. I actually tried to spread the stories out over the three celebrity trash breaks.
It's pretty juicy, though. A number one show goes down right before your very eyes. A lady lights her career on fire, and there's no more. I don't think there's coming back. Like, she's all, I'm sorry. You know, I can't do her voice.
That's not bad.
The whole world's going to go, nope.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
You should be sorry. Bye.
Yeah.
All right. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.